The exhibition Voices from Lebanon, Social and Cultural Reflections will open at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center in partnership with SOS Art on September 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. The exhibition will feature about 20 contemporary artists from Lebanon, as well as Arab artists living in Lebanon. A free Lebanese festival is also planned for Saturday, October 5th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Joining me tonight to talk about these two events are Saad Ghosn, who's curated this exhibition, and Mallory Feltz, the Director of Exhibitions and Public Art at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center, which is located at 6546 Montgomery Road. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Saad, the situation in Lebanon is very dear to you since you're a printmaker from Lebanon. Tell us about the country and how you're helping these artists living in Lebanon.
Lebanon has a long tradition, cultural, artistic, literary, but also political. I mean, it really reflects what's happening in the Middle East. And the artists in Lebanon, be them Lebanese artists or Arab artists living in Lebanon, have been all the time using their art as a reflection of the cultural situation, but also of the social and political situation in Lebanon. And this show has been organized by SOS Art with the idea of sharing the voices of these artists and at the same time introducing them to the Cincinnati public. So it helps Lebanon in a way that, you know, what's going on in Lebanon will be listened to and viewed by residents here. And I think it helps also Cincinnati residents by making them aware of a different reality.
There's a pretty strong Lebanese community in Cincinnati, isn't there?
There is a good Lebanese community, and they are active also culturally, socially, politically, and they will be participating as well in the show and in the event.
Now, you've also published a book about the exhibit, Voices from Lebanon, which will be distributed free to the visitors during the opening. How many prints are in that book?
We've got a grant from the McLean Foundation, and we're going to publish 500 copies of the book that will include all the works that will be displayed in the show, with also the biography of the artists and the statements about their work. What is really the message behind their work?
Can you talk about some of the artists who will be featured, and will any of the artists be at the opening on September 21st?
Unfortunately not. You know, the idea was to invite an artist, but it's not going to happen. There are 19 artists total. There are 13 artists who are Lebanese, 9 of them who live in Lebanon, and 4 who live outside Lebanon. And there are 6 Arab artists, actually Middle Eastern artists, because there are 3 Syrians, 2 Palestinians, and 1 Iranian artist from Lebanon.
Mallory, can you talk about the involvement with SOS Art and how this exhibit, as well as the Lebanese Festival on October the 5th, contribute to Kennedy Heights community and the whole mission of your arts center?
We are incredibly pleased to be partnering with Saad and SOS Art. This exhibition is the second one that we have partnered with Saad with. 2017, we did Voices from Oaxaca, which were all prints from artists in Oaxaca, Mexico. So having these cultural experiences in the exhibition at the Kennedy Heights Art Center really goes to showing different art that is coming from different areas throughout the world that all have universal messages of peace and understanding, and using art as a platform to start dialogue on social issues, which is wonderful and goes hand in hand with the mission of the Kennedy Heights Art Center. Our mission is to bring arts and cultural experiences to our community that foster creativity, embrace the diversity of our population, and also to build community. So starting those important conversations and having art as that platform to start that conversation is really important to us.
And the Art Center recently joined with some other nonprofits to renovate a nearby empty grocery store. And now you've transformed that into a vital part of the arts community. It's a cultural campus that includes the Kennedy Heights Art Center, Carl, Robert, Richard, and Dorothy Lindner Annex. According to your website, the 10,300 square foot satellite facility includes a multi-purpose performance, an event venue, digital media lab, and artist studios. What are some of the ways you're using this incredible facility?
Oh, it's been quite a wonderful experience to not only have the space to provide other organizations that we partner with to give them a platform to speak and use the facility, like Mumloft and Company. They are our resident dancers, so they use our space for performance rehearsals and also classes. Our artist studios have been completely filled since the cultural campus has been opened, so we are providing space to local artists to not only make make work, but then also to open up their studios and share what they're doing with other people. We've been very privileged to also partner with Cincinnati Public Schools on their newly formed Jazz Academy. So we are doing jazz rehearsals for kids. And also every summer we do a summer jazz series providing concerts to our community members.
Where is that facility?
That is located on the corner of Montgomery Road and Kennedy Avenue. The address is 6620 Montgomery Road.
Where will the Voices from Lebanon exhibit be set up? How long will it be up and what are the hours?
The Voices from Lebanon exhibition will be at the original Kennedy Heights Art Center, which is located in an old Victorian mansion at 6546 Montgomery Road. It will open on Saturday, September 21st with an opening reception that is free and open to the public. Everyone is invited. That'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. And the exhibition will run through November 9th of 2019.
And when can people stop by to see it?
They can stop by during our open gallery hours, which are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 11 to 4.
Saad, take a moment to talk about the Lebanese Festival taking place at the Arts Center on Saturday, October 5th from 11 to 6. What can visitors expect there?
It will try to reflect different aspects of the culture of Lebanon and the Arab world. So there will be, so far, committed dance groups will participate. There will be music. There will be songs, choirs.
Food.
There will be poetry readings. We're going to give during this festival a couple of guided tours of the show. And there will be several booths that would reflect kind of like the culture. So there will be a food, there will be activities for kids, there will be tables reflecting different organization and different cultural aspects of Lebanon. Part also of the event, there will be two scheduled programs that will take place at the Kennedy Heights Art Center. One which will take place on Saturday, October 19, from 1 to 3 p.m., and it will be a curatorial talk plus a guided tour of the exhibit. And the other one will take place the following Saturday, which is October 26, also from 1 to 3 p.m. Its title is Poems for Human Rights, with the invited participation of the poets from the Gaza Poet Society, who will be communicating with us through Skype to read their poetry. And it's invited to all local poets who'd like to come and read their poetry on human rights. This is the second time that you're doing it. The first time was 2 years ago. It was with Oaxaca. And there's kind of a commitment right now going on to have a biennial between SOS Art and Kennedy Heights. And every 2 years to feature the work of printmakers from a different country and at the same time introduce their culture and their social issues to the Cincinnati public. So hopefully in October 2021 will be a similar show, Voices from a Different Country.
And we'll expect to see you back and hear more about that.
Yes.
Thank you both for coming in and sharing this exhibition and festival with our listeners. I've been chatting with Saad Ghossan, curator of Voices from Lebanon, Social and Cultural Reflections Exhibition, and Mallory Feltz, the Director of Exhibitions and Public Arts at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center. The Voices from Lebanon exhibition will be on display at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center, 6546 Montgomery Road, from September 21st through November 9th. The Lebanese Festival will take place there on Saturday, October 5th from 11 to 6 p.m. The public is invited to an opening reception on Saturday, September 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center, 6546 Montgomery Road. You'll find a link for both events at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal.